Here we go. Don't forget to get right to us. MyNorthWest.com. Although Andrew says nobody does. And also, still good for somebody to play the know-it-all quiz. Let's see. 1-888-973-5476. One interested in giving out yourself. Find yourself on the radio. Could be discovered. Get yourself a big break. And win a whole box of Bite Me cookies. Teeny, don't look so sad. Come on. You'll be employee of the week next week.
The
there you go. Sherry asked Aaron to stick around because even if you're not a baseball fan, this is a crazy turn. Understand this. There is a Japanese baseball player that they say, and if everything blows over with this whole betting thing, that there will probably not be another player like this for another 100 years. That you don't get somebody who has the skills that this guy has. You can get two or three people and they could have those skills, but in one individual, Ohtani from Japan as a pitcher with unbelievable speed and accuracy and then batting like a machine. It's how do you get somebody like that? Because most pitchers can't bat. But this guy signs the biggest deal in baseball contract, right? Doesn't he get the biggest thing?
And he 10 years, $700 million. He deferred a lot of it.
Right.
But yeah, ultimately he's going to get $700 million from the Dodgers.
He has an interpreter. Mm-hmm. So the two of them are together, and now news breaks that the interpreter has a debt to, is it to
this bookie in Southern California who's actually under federal investigation. Matthew Boyer is his name. And turns out that apparently money from Shohei Ohtani's wealth, his fortune, actually helped pay off his interpreter's gambling debt to the tune of $4.5 million.
Which people are like, no way.
Yeah.
It's Ohtani's. So here's the rumor, and I've seen it has come up, that Ohtani has got a gambling problem.
Well, not exactly. It's not Ohtani with a gambling problem. So it is his interpreter who is admitting that he's a gambler. He's an addict, right?
Okay.
And so this news actually breaks on day one of the new Major League Baseball season because the Dodgers are in South Korea to play a game, and news breaks while the interpreter is with Ohtani, and apparently he gets fired like on the spot. Not sure how he got home or if he's still stuck in South Korea. Nonetheless, the interpreter apparently is talking to ESPN, who is going to do this report. They're going to break this big report. And the initial story from Ohtani's camp is that Ohtani was aware of this and paid off the interpreter's debts.
Okay.
He knew all about it.
Okay.
And then when ESPN is about to publish this story, the Ohtani camp comes back and says, hold on, wait a second. We're actually going to change our story.
That's good. It's always good to change it just before.
He is a victim.
Nothing suspicious.
He is a victim of massive theft. That's what the Ohtani camp is now claiming.
Oh.
And the interpreter is also now saying that too. The interpreter is now saying, actually, Ohtani didn't know anything about it. And that's... It's bizarre. It's a bizarre story.
So who stole from Ohtani?
The interpreter did, according to Ohtani's camp. And this is where many questions arise.
Right, yes.
I don't have that kind of money in the bank.
Yes.
But I would think if you're going to – and these are wire transfers to a bookie. I would feel like Ohtani had to have some kind of knowledge.
Wasn't one of them $1 million?
Yeah. We're talking like I think a couple of $500,000 payments. You gotta be in the know a little bit if you're going to sign that kind of wire transfer from your personal bank account. So why does the interpreter have access to that kind of money if that story is true?
But Ohtani, the interpreter, can't wire the money.
You wouldn't think so.
Ohtani's got to sign.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. But
know, in the Wall Street Journal, they point out that these guys were inseparable. I mean, he did all of his grocery shopping. He took care of him when he was sick. He said he spent more time
with him.
What's
$1 million?
Than with his own wife. So it is possible that if they had that kind of relationship, that maybe he had so much money that he's like, yeah, pay that off, get it out of the way.
That's the more plausible story, and that was the initial story, is that Ohtani was not happy about this, of course, but all right, $4.5 million, what's that? This guy paid $700 million, so I'll pay it off, it's all good.
So here's a headline: baseball superstar Ohtani has been caught up in gambling controversy. he won't be the last. But Ohtani's not the one that's placing the bets. He's not doing a Pete Rose thing.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, that's
so. Why is this a problem? I mean, if he wants to give his money to his interpreter, are they betting on baseball games?
So we don't. The interpreter claims no. Who knows though? I mean, Major League Baseball has just announced a few hours ago that it's launched its investigation. So we'll find out, I'm sure, what he actually bet on. And again, that bookie is under federal investigation as well. So we're going to find out a lot more.
Major League Baseball does not need this now.
No, not really.
They need Ohtani. I mean, wherever he plays, it will sell out. And everyone will watch to see Ohtani play.
I don't know. Maybe baseball does need this, though.
Why?
I mean, any press is good press, right?
not if he's thrown out.
I don't think he's going to get thrown out, though. But who knows? I mean, you know, it's still too early to say. But even if he's, I doubt, it's all speculation, but yeah. I mean, I doubt Ohtani was the one placing bets. Why would he do that to himself?
Yeah, why does he need the money?
Exactly.
It's not like, oh, you're going to bet a million.
Yeah. Are these bets illegal?
Yeah.
But still a bookie, Sherry.
Yeah,
he
wasn't doing it on like, although I think some of his bets he said were on DraftKings, but
yeah.
I'm not sure.
I had a chance to meet the CEO of the Atlanta Braves, and we were talking, because I said, you know, I'd read a bunch of articles, and I think I talked to you about it too, Aaron, and to you too, Sherry, I know you're a big baseball fan, that the biggest problem is the demographic, that people are literally, their audience of baseball is dying, literally dying. I said, did it help with the changes when he sped up the game? Absolutely. Yeah. He goes, you know what really helped with us? Beer sales.
Mm.
Went up 30% because people like, gosh, the game's going so much faster, so people drink faster. He goes, that's one part of it, but that's not what we're relying on. He said, we went from an average age of 56, we're at 48. Now, he just said, that doesn't sound great, but it's certainly moving in the right direction to get younger people to come in and play. I said, you know what? I read that the biggest problem you have is divorce. And he sort of looked at me. I said, because... who taught you how to throw a baseball? He said, my dad. And your dad taught you how to hit, right? So you get a divorce. The kid is 3 years old or 4 years old. The father's not in the home. The kid's living with the mother. No one's teaching the kid how to play baseball. Or just the father's not there. You get a mom, single mom, no father in the home. There's no kid playing baseball. So that's if you don't play baseball when you're a little kid at 5 and 6 years old, and your dad doesn't take you to a baseball game, you're not part of it. You're not part of the whole thing. It's just not part of the culture of what you look forward to. You don't go out to a ballpark on a Saturday afternoon with your dad. I said, that's part of it. He goes, wow, I never really thought about that. So that's you're getting less and less kids playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the death knell of baseball in 20 years. Because you've seen the studies. They say
divorce
that...
divorce is going to kill baseball.
Well, part of it, right? Because they also said that less people are watching it and the big salaries won't be there because the networks are not going to pay for it. Because you've seen the studies that say that it's just... it's going to dry up.
Numbers were up slightly for last year's World Series. But we'll see. I mean... you know, guys like me.
Right.
I'm in the minority. It's my favorite sport still, but that's just me.
Have you turned your kids onto it?
God, no.
Why not?
I mean, I'm trying.
Yeah.
But the oldest is only 6, and she's a girl, and she likes the Mariner Moose.
Okay.
It's something.
That's good.
Yeah, my youngest she's turning 2 next week, and... she seems to be the more athletic one.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Wow, already?
I got a good feeling about it.
You got to throw. Make sure she's throwing with both hands.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. All right, well, we'll have to see what happens with it. It would be a shame. He seems like a great guy.
Shohei?
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of him.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
He's just very private, it seems. He doesn't say anything.
Well, he's got an interpreter.
Well, I know, but even, you know, when he speaks in Japanese, he doesn't...
But, like, the other thing about Ichiro, they said Ichiro understood every single word, but chose not to speak.
Because
he kind of liked to have that distance between himself and the press and everything through the interpreter.
Right. I think Shohei's a little bit private in that way,
too. Is that the same thing?
Although, I guess I will say, last year's World Baseball Classic, when Japan won, he had a pretty killer locker room speech.
Did he?
Yeah. Inspired his team pretty well. It was pretty cool. It was all in Japanese, of course, so it was an interpreter, but...
Right.
So maybe in the locker room he's a better guy than he is as a public figure.
Baseball needs big personalities. That's the other part of it. You want to be able to, you know, that's the guy.
We got Julio. He's embracing the spotlight.
There you go. There we go. We're all into it. All right. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it for the update on baseball and the latest controversy. Did you give me a new sheet?
I think so. I meant to. I might have forgotten.
I didn't get a new sheet. I can't read it. There's nothing there. I got nothing there. I can't read it. What do you mean can't? What do you mean throw to the break? What do you mean?
Do it live.
We can't.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
All right. You write it and then just do it live. Just
I can't read it.
Well, just read it. It's right there. Read it.
Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
Jacob did it. Jacob wrote it, put it on the teleprompter. Should we just, can you do it live? Tape it. How about this? Do me a favor, Bill. Just tape it. We'll tape it because Jacob put it up on the teleprompter. Is that going to work?
I don't know what that means.
What do you mean, what does it mean? Jacob wrote it. What else you want to say about it?
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean?
Just play us out. Here's Sting with the latest album. You're going to play us out.
I can't do it.
Okay, well, you got to do it. Yeah, just do it. Don't, I tell you what, you come up. What do you want to do? You want to do it live? Well, you tell me.
F-ing thing sucks.
Okay. How much longer is that?
I knew you were going to work Sting in before the end of the show.
By the way, that's what he was throwing to in that famous clip.
No.
That's right.
Yes, he was.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
The show goes full. You don't think this show is produced? Of course, it goes full circle. Yeah, because it's at the end. He doesn't, because he'd never heard the term play us out.
Yeah.
So Bill O'Reilly's covering for the play us out. What does play us out mean?
But it was a Sting song. That's,
yeah.
That's so
and then,
funny.
Because it was like, and now here's the latest from to play us out with Sting song. But he'd never heard that term before.
This is the piece that he did live here.
Here it is, yeah.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Take it away. Yeah. Then he went out and yelled at somebody. Kate Middleton, this is hopefully, you know, from God's mouth, from your mouth to God's ear, Sherry, that Kate Middleton, you know, she went in for some sort of surgery. And when they're in there, apparently they found something suspicious. They were wondering where she was. The whole story about the photograph and the, you know, whether it was doctored. So finally today they announced that Kate Middleton has cancer.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family. But I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. Mm. As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body, and spirits. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support, and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both.
Boy, to be so much in the public eye and then to be sick or dealing with cancer. She had gone through chemo. I don't know how many treatments she had had. And they didn't say what type of surgery, abdominal surgery, that she had had as well. But that's going to be difficult.
There was a lot of speculation about that today. And this is sort of the curious thing. While Buckingham Palace wanted to, I think, set some of these conspiracy theories to rest and stop people speculating that she was dead and all these other terrible things, so they decided they would be out with it. But it leaves as many questions as there are answers. What was the abdominal surgery? Was it, and what kind of cancer? Does she have uterine cancer? Does she have ovarian cancer? Does she have some sort of, stomach cancer? I mean, that's the thing. And same with Prince Charles. You know, mm-hmm. He went in for a prostate treatment, and they found cancer not related to his prostate. Well, what kind of cancer does he have? So I'm not sure why they're withholding that piece of information, because then it just goes for more, you know, people speculating even more.
But here's the question. What business is it of ours or the people?
It is absolutely nobody's business. But when you're probably the most photographed woman in the world, there is going to be curiosity. So you have to expect that. But, you know, they have a right to their privacy, no doubt about it. But they can expect then everyone. I mean, I heard a couple of doctors on Fox today talking about what they think it is and based on this and all that other stuff. And it's just fodder. I just think it would have maybe been a better plan to say, this is what I have. I'm dealing with it. Please appreciate that I need some space.
They won't because it sells papers. Right?
You mean they won't say...
They won't give her the privacy because you know, the British papers, the tabloids, live off of the royals.
That's right. They do.
Yeah.
And you know, somebody just got caught trying to access her medical records from the hospital. And so it's out there. I mean, there's going to be a bounty on that information. And you know everybody, all the tabloids are going to try to get it.
Mm. Even in the United States, I remember reading an article. They said if People magazine, if they ever wanted to sort of, you know, jack up sales, all they had to do was put a royal on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
That's the darndest thing. I never quite got into that whole thing. I know you were. Sure, you got all the dolls.
No, I was not.
You've got the dolls.
No, I don't. I have no feeling one way or the other about the royal family. I think they're fine, but I think they've had just way too many tragedies in that whole family. It's very sad.
Mm. If you had a dinner with one of them, who would it be?
I think that little boy, George. Okay. He was the one that made the faces and everything with the queen. I thought he was kind of cool.
Not Harry?
No.
I think Harry's got bad breath. He looks like he's got bad breath.
No, Harry's so grumpy.
Okay.
I don't think he has much of a sense of humor. Well, at least when he's around Meghan, he doesn't.
Okay. We played that game the other day. We had a few. And what celebrity has the worst breath? And we just went through the celebrities and we all made a list of worst breath celebrities.
Then who we had was number one? Sting?
Okay. You know what? Sting and I don't appreciate that.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Here we go. Tini has been quiet all day, Sherry, because she didn't win the Employee of the Week. She was trying to get three wins in a row. So,
Everything was fine.
I know. You know what it was? Because we were talking about your hair and your dress, and that was it, and you had it on backwards.
I do have my dress on backwards.
Well, that's probably hurt you when it came to the voting. So, change that around. But you are going to get the cookies. All the cookies, right? Because we got to get a contestant on. Or know it all, Chris. There we go. Let's meet our contestant now, Sherry. Her name is Sarah. She lives in Oakville. And she's a butcher and a nanny. Oh, boy. And she wrote and illustrated a book that was completely inspired by me. Oh, my God. A couple of months ago. And by the way, Sherry, her ring finger is longer than her index finger.
Look out.
Look out. Oh. Sarah, if you dare, say hello to Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Hello. I'm good, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing all right, except for my ring finger.
I know. Nothing you do about that. Now, you're a butcher. Hey, wait a minute. We've spoken to you before, haven't we?
Yes, you have.
Yes, we have. Because I was about to deliver.
Summer.
Yes, about to deliver the same joke about, butcher and a nanny, don't get your jobs mixed up. That's right. I remember the butcher. You're still working at the same butcher shop.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And how's the kid? The kid behaving themselves?
The kids actually, they left. They moved to Minnesota.
Okay.
So I'm kind of not nannying with them anymore, but so that was kind of heartbreaking.
Was it the awkward moment where, like, Sarah, we're not taking you with us? it's the finger. You're like, okay.
We know you're a psychopath.
Yes.
So we think it's best if you stay where you are.
And by the way, you're not only a psychopath, you also work at a butcher shop. They're like, we didn't see any of the signs. But what's this? I inspired you to write a book?
Yes. I heard the story, I think it was about 2 months ago, about A is for Activist.
Oh, yes.
Heard it.
Do you remember that?
Yes, that was a book. Yeah, the guy did the whole alphabet. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm an artist, and uh-huh. I decided to write an illustrated book, Amazing Animals of America.
Okay.
A children's book.
Okay.
So A is for armadillo, you know.
Sure.
Et cetera.
Got it. B is for
beagle.
Oh, Sherry.
B is for black bear.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's not about dogs.
B is for black bears. Yeah. B is for cougar.
Oh, we could go through the whole thing.
What'd you do for X, Sarah?
Yeah, what'd you do for X?
Xantic Sargo.
Okay, you made that up.
No, I did not. It's a fish. It lives in Osawatomie.
They don't
California.
Care.
True.
They're not animals.
Why you listed each one, you're thinking, okay, I wonder how I could butcher that one up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so anyway, that story made me want to write this book.
Well,
so I did.
Good for you. Well, we will look forward to all fine bookstores. But right now,
I would love to send you a copy of it.
I don't know where I work, but send it over here. I can't remember the address off the top of my head. But you send it on over to Radio Town.
Yeah, it'll get to us eventually.
All right. I don't know. I've only been there twice.
All right. It's not about you, Sherry. Tell me the tenor changes. We don't have a lot of time. All right, Teeny, hold on. I was walking in Times Square last night, and I got recognized as who, Sherry?
A, Andrew's uncle. B, the guy reading a magazine while getting my hair restored. Or C, Sting.
Oh, man, I missed this one, but I'm going to say Sting, because you do look a lot like Sting.
There you go. Oh. By the way.
He loves to hear that. You don't even know what the song is.
By the way, it was a trick question because Andrew's uncle also looked like Sting. That's where Hop and the band started playing one song. Moving on to number two. AI is now moving to nursing. Sherry thinks this is great. Why? Why does Sherry think this is great, Sherry?
A, the computer doesn't judge. B, the computer knew the name of a dog. And C, the AI nurse doesn't have cold hands.
I think, A, the computer doesn't judge.
It's all these Sherry liked, but particularly B.
All of the above?
We'll go all of the above. But, knew the dog's name. What did President Bill Clinton do in front of Gwyneth Paltrow when the president was watching her movie Emma? Sherry?
A, Clinton kept reaching back to try to get some of the actress's popcorn. B, he fell asleep. He did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah, B, he fell asleep.
That's right. Here we go, finally. All the macaroni and cheese in the shape of Jacob's hair. The man behind the failed Willy Wonka event in Scotland offered this thing he shared in common with me as an explanation for what went wrong. See, I hadn't pre-read this, so that's like a little... Sherry.
A, he had just gotten the procedure that allowed his own naturally growing hair to grow naturally, and he was too busy going on dates to prepare for the event.
Oh.
B, he had just gotten the procedure to fix his teeth, and he was too busy going on dates to prepare for the event. C, he's dyslexic.
Come on, Sarah. Come on.
I would say C.
Yes! Pull it out of the end.
Good jump.
Wow, got them all right. Whole box of Bite Me cookies. You've won before. Are the cookies good?
Yeah.
Yes.
The cookies are amazing.
People don't think it's a real company. Bite Me Cookies is the name of a real company started by my friend Deborah many years ago. She ships them all around the world. Nordstrom has them and a whole bunch of stuff. They're great cookies. Bite Me Cookies. Sarah, they're coming your way. Good luck with the book.
Awesome.
Please send it over here. Jacobs will give you the address. Right? You
can
do
that?
I can do that.
Good, good. All right. Great.
Can I send you a copy?
Yes, please. We'd love one.
Awesome. I'll do that.
Okay. Can't wait to see how it ends.
Perfect. Right. It ends with Zone 10.
I know. Some fish no one's ever heard of. All right, Sarah, have a great weekend. Welcome. Knox Family Farm eggs. The freshest eggs anywhere around, Sherry. Oh, boy, if they were hard-boiled with a little bit of salt. Tasty. Power-packed protein. Man, I must be really tired. I couldn't find my headset. I realized, oh, it's hanging up on the little hook there. Like, made it through the whole show. You know, I need some Wilcox Family Farm eggs. Here comes the mailman now, Sherry. Yeah.
I'm the mailman. As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me. I'm the mailman. If you didn't know, I'm the mailman. I bring the mail to your door.
Just look around, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor kids.
I asked Angie to pull those classics out. All right, we're going to get the letter of the day, but first take care of all. Teeny, come on. I'm sorry, Sherry. It's just, she's really down in the dumps.
Oh.
Next week. You get them next
Too
week.
Bad.
Because you know who won Employee of the Week? You.
Was it Jacob?
You.
Oh, me. Oh, well, I'm glad you waited until the very last minute to congratulate me. That was.
It's all right, Teeny. I didn't want to say it in front of her. Sherry, you have a choice between a $25 Starbucks gift card or some feces.
I'll take the feces.
All right, here we go. With the letter of the day, first take care of all the rest. Ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
All right, Fox Island G, I can only begin to imagine how big that red handprint on John's bottom would have to have been if Sherry had really been John's dad.
Well, we had a long way for that one. Edward 425, if I ever met Sting, I'd ask for a photo. And as I walked away, I'd say, I can't believe I just met John Curley. Thank you, Edward. Thank you.
Kevin in Seattle says, has Sting also replaced every one of his body parts?
Okay. All right. You're going to have to put on the red light. Get every other word, like that Scottish guy. 425, I was wondering what Sting was doing in Glee Ellum. I was sure I saw him when I was there. Well, that explains it. Does the camera do a close-up? I'll do my Sting face.
Oh, I could. No.
Oh, how long have you been practicing that?
You don't know where the camera is. He's trying to find it.
Well, you're not on it, so you're not finding it. I would tell you. No, you're not
Keep
on
going.
It.
Keep going.
All right. Delivery drivers, area code 253. I hate it when people say you can just jack up prices and that doesn't make any sense when you're trying to remain competitive.
Got it. Where
He's
we?
Lost on the list.
I was too busy. Where's the camera around here? Sue in Cedar River says, maybe people have gotten pickier and just don't want food delivered anymore, which would be great in the long run.
An AI nurse, Richard in Covington, says, I bought some of those buttons from YouTube for my dog, and they work amazing. The dog woke me up the other morning at 4 in the morning saying, potty, potty, potty.
Oh, good. Thanks, Richard. Appreciate that. He slipped that in there to act like it was part of the AI nurse thing just to get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emma, Mike in Portland says, Tom Tagney completely flipped out right now as his successor, Sherry, is criticizing a movie she has never seen. That's true, Sherry. You hated the movie just based on whatever.
Yeah. That's good enough.
Okay.
Bobolinsky, area code 206. This will be my first time voting for a president. I'm 47, and it won't be Joe Biden.
206. Rachel 425 says, for sure, I'll take the vomit. My God. That's a choice between the two. I don't know which one is represented by the vomit, but good to know.
Right. Sean in Arlington says, perfect, John. You're on the money, buddy. A person's sexuality has nothing to do with the person they are. That's a tiny piece of the person. That's like picking on somebody's hair color. That's like singling out all albinos. It's like picking on people who prefer chicken over beef for dinner. Wow. These are not the kinds of things you identify your personhood with. Spot on, John.
Well, thank you, Sean. 206 says, should biology lessons be postponed so kids are sexualized as well? Or is that one okay to teach? These are rhetorical questions, I assume. We never have time to answer them. Yeah. Bring up big topics, though. Okay, Teeny?
And now it is time for the letter of the day.
Thank you, Teeny.
Okay, this comes from Ted in Centralia. The Dream Team is back with John's ability to add logic to a great story and turn a slug into something relatable and entertaining. Sherry's ability to enhance John's take and report on her dog's bowels when necessary. Jacob crawling into the studio and bringing a refreshing innocence, but missing Joe's reckless abandon. Andrew with perfectly timed flatulence sprinkled about the show.
And
hey everybody, it's Sue Bell in Palm Beach.
Thank you for your service, the greatest show on local radio.
Wow.
That's nice.
That is really nice.
Thank you, Ted.
Ted, we got more for you. We're going to do another hour.
That's
and,
all.
And if you listen to the whole show, it's going to seem vaguely familiar.
She left right? The gloom
yeah.
You ready?
Fine. Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go.